This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is approaching a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases in the latest ominous sign of the disease's grip on the nation. The surge's impact is being felt in every section of the country. Among the latest developments, a lockdown of the Sioux Tribes Reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasingly desperate situation at a hospital in northern Idaho, which is running out of space for patients and considering airlifts to Portland, Oregon, or Seattle. The surge in the U.S. mirrors a similar spike in Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian foreign minister to the U.S. State Department Friday amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo earlier met with the Azeri foreign minister. The collapse of two Russia-brokered ceasefires has dimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out September 27th over Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway territory in which within Azerbaijan, but it is controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. Nigeria's president says 51 civilians were killed in unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses. He blames hooliganism for the violence while asserting the security forces have used extreme restraint. President, the comments could further inflame tensions after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large-scale crowd sang the national anthem. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Joe Biden's perceived misstep on the oil industry has given Republicans an opening they've been long seeking.
President Trump's been struggling to find a consistent line of attack, and Republicans have done everything from questioning Biden's stamina to going after his adult son. GOP strategists, though, think the most effective attacks focus on Biden's liberal policies, and Trump allies wasted no time in running new attack ads about Biden's inconsistent statements on energy.
That is AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. A top advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump says a key second-term priority on immigration, if the president is reelected, would be using agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. Stephen Miller, a key architect of Mr. Trump's immigration policies, tells the Associated Press that the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale. Like many of Mr. Trump's policies that have dramatically transformed the U.S. immigration system, the bilateral agreements are being challenged in court. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says that he is concerned about reports that the prime minister is seeking the declaration of a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus as an excuse to suspend parliament so he can stymie bids to oust his government. The local media has reported that the prime minister, Mahiuddin Yassin, is seeking an emergency declaration to focus on battling a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then held an audience with the king. Anwar met the king last week to try to convince the monarch he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple, whose government has only a two-seat majority in parliament. NASA's attempt to collect dust from the asteroid Bennu may have been so successful that they jammed the door open. AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
A NASA spacecraft travel from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck open, and particles are drifting away in space. Suspecting the mylar flap that forms the collector's lid is wedged open by larger rocks, the team is focusing on stowing the sample in a return capsule where any loose material can be kept safe during the journey back home. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth. The spacecraft's due to leave the vicinity of the asteroid in March and return to Earth in 2023. I'm Jennifer King.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.